I'd like you all to become aware of your breathing. Close your eyes and just notice what you're doing with your breath. Now I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in as deep as you can. Just feel it expand your lungs, stretch your chest. Breathe into the top of your lungs as deep as you can, and then exhale as completely as you possibly can. Breathe in deeply. Fill up your lungs as deep as you can. And then release as deeply as you can, completely, letting yourself sink into your chair. One more time, I want you to breathe in as deep as you can. Fill up your lungs. And at the top of the inhale, I want you to hold it. And breathe a little more in. And again, release as deep as you can. If you need to feel cough, feel comfortable coughing. If you need to move, feel comfortable moving. Behind your closed eyes, I want you to imagine that you're in love. I want you to feel what you feel like when you're in love. I know that some of you have never been in love. You can use your imagination. Some of you may be in love right now. Some of you should be in love. And you're just faking it, but that's all right. Breathe in. Inhale. Fill up your lungs as deep as you can. Feel loved. And exhale. Now breathe in. And while you're breathing in, I want you to imagine your loved one sitting in front of you. Look deep into their eyes. Breathe in as deep as you can. And when you exhale, breathe your breath into your lover. Take a few breaths now, breathing in, and when you exhale, breathe into your lover, making them more substantial, giving them your life. I want you to inhale the exhalation of your lover now. I want you to breathe in their breath. I want you to feel loved by your lover. It's your lover, after all. You know how to feel loved by your lover, don't you? Of course you do, right? Breathe in. Feel loved. And breathe your love into the body of your lover. Look deep into their eyes. Let them know that you understand them. Because you do understand them. Don't say anything. They know you understand them. Don't try to use any words. It won't do any good. Just breathe. Of course, you know, it's not like we're mind readers or anything. You might need to ask them a few things to explain themselves. Like, you know, what it is they're doing, because, you know, you don't really understand what it is they're doing because they keep talking in objects, which are really kind of dense and coded, and though you love them and you like to believe that you understand everything that they're doing, of course, you know, ask them. Say, honey, I don't get it. I want to know what you're feeling. Just tell me. Of course, they talk in objects and they give you a block of wax. They give you a light. They say, baby, I want to give you a light. I want you to always know that you're loved. I want my love to be all-consuming. And I tried to explain to her that if you light that and that and that and that, that eventually, well, you're letting it light the room while you're making love or having dinner or cuddled up around each other on the couch, not watching TV because you hate television, that eventually everything will melt and drip down the walls and somehow, I don't know, the walls could be made of cloth, like in the old houses in Victorian eras, and maybe everything would go up in flames, and love could be all-consuming. It doesn't have to be like that, though. Breathe in. Just look into your lover's eyes and feel loved. And if you can't feel loved, maybe your lover could give you something. You say, baby, I made this thing for you. It's from things I stole. It's somebody else's. I cut the legs off of innocent little things, but put it on your back. My soul is trapped inside this box, and you'll always have me with you, and you'll never feel alone. Baby, you know I love you. I'm always there. What's it feel like to have your honey at your back, your lover with you all the time? Even if you can't understand these efforts they make to make you feel loved, even if they're just imaginary in front of you, breathe in, look deep into their eyes, and exhale. Breathe in deeply. Breathe in until it feels like your lungs are going to split. Till it feels like your ribcage is going to break. Till you have no more room left for your heart. And exhale. Exhale all the way. Try to just let yourself die. Let yourself die. See if your lover will just let you go. See if your lover is going to wait there to inhale the last bit of life out of your body, or if they're going to take it. See if your lover is going to just let you go, or jump down and smothering you with desperate CPR. See if your lover is going to pick you up and put you in a glass box and pack you in with salt water and put you on a shelf, hoping that there's always something to be remembered, that maybe they can outlive you. They can somehow keep this love alive long, long after you're dead, as a memory, as a feeling, as some kind of memento on a shelf after the fire, after all the memories have been lost in the flood. You're dead now. You're gone, but your lover's alive. You're the lover now. Breathe in. You're the lover now. You're the one who does the loving. You're the one who's the love object. You're the one who had all the power anyway, the whole time. Breathe out. Fill the room with love. It's the only thing you can do now. You might not be able to create, but you can love. Breathe in and open your eyes and get on with your work. Thank you.